Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with me is Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. Mark, I think people will be too old, and by the time they get smart, it will be too late to do anything about it. And I don't understand how could the American people make the same mistake, not once, not twice, but three times and four times, the same darn mistake over and over and over again. And they think, a lot of people out there don't have the picture of what is happening to America. They think that, oh yeah, we are the superpower. Okay, are you looking 10 years from now where the superpower going to be? Because the stealth bombers that we are actually continuing to build, and it's continuing to drain our treasury, and me and you and everybody else is in debt, so we can pay for all this technology. But yet, we still think that we are enjoying our credit cards that we one day have to pay for, and the whole country would have to pay for, and our future generations would have to pay for. And you don't see people in the streets. This is what's mind-boggling to me. Where are the educators? You know, forget about the people who, you know, the young ones, forget it. They got them involved in things. They have them busy. Don't worry about politics. Just make more babies so we can send them to war. And it's mind-boggling what is happening to the country, and not too many people are speaking about it. The mainstream media is part of this Israel's first media, and they don't care about the United States.
Well, you know what? I know I inundate you and the listeners with a lot of anecdotes and things like that, but you know, last year when Israel was bombing the hell out of Lebanon, my neighbor came over and for a visit, and he follows politics a little bit, not a whole lot, and he was asking me what it was all about. And I sat down with him, and he's an older man, about 60 years old, and I gave him in about 15 or 20 minutes a pretty good you know, history of what has been going on in the Middle East all this time. And then when we got into the discussion of what was happening in particular in Lebanon, I happened to have some photographs of some of the women and the children who were being blown to bits in these predominantly civilian areas by Israel. And I mean, there's something about seeing photographs that it bypasses any kind of reservations, intellectual reservations you may have about it. And at the end of this thing, he believed everything that I had told him, everything about the Israeli lobby, everything about the war in Iraq, Afghanistan, Lebanon, what a horrible thing it was. But you know what how he ended the discussion? He said, oh, well, I guess if it doesn't make its way to North Idaho, everything will be okay. You see, this is the mindset that has gripped the American people, which is, as long as I'm comfortable, the rest of the world can go to hell. The rest of the country can go to hell, and I don't care. You see, our adversaries, our enemies, they understand human nature. They understand psychology well enough to know that if they keep us fat and happy and distracted and stupid, that they can get away with doing anything they want.
Very good, Mark. We have a break, and we will be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
My mic was off. So welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Hisham Tilawi, and of course with me is Mark Glenn. Mark, I really want to discuss the dollar more, because it's extremely important that we let our listeners know what it really means. Forget about the war with Iran and forget about the war in Iraq. I always say it's the dollar that we need to take care of. And this week, the dollar fell. It fell the most since September against other currencies. It fell against 16 of the most active currencies. The Chinese, because of this fall, they have decided that they will diversify the $1.43 trillion worth of foreign exchange, that they will go to something else besides the dollar, because the dollar fell, like I said, against the 16 most active currencies, declining to the weakest since 1950 against the Canadian dollar. Since 1950, in 57 years, the Canadian dollar, it was always the American dollar was worth more. It was much, much stronger. And now we are, since the 1950s, the Canadian dollar is stronger than the American dollar. Now, some people might think, well, what does this all mean? Well, let's continue with this, and you will see what it all means. And this is coming from the Chinese themselves. The head of the foreign exchange, he said that further weakening of the dollar is very likely. And the Chinese said that we will not continue with a weak currency. We will look for other stronger currencies to trade with. And like I said earlier, when people are, well, the Chinese said that they will diversify out of the dollar holdings. Once the Chinese start unloading the dollar and other countries follow suit, then, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, these dollars will be coming home. It's just like the dollar is a currency. It's actually a product that will that is being traded between countries. You know, I understand you get dollars, you go to the grocery store and you spend those dollars. But actually trading with the dollar is just like a product. When you have too much of that product on the market, the value of that product will be low. When you have less of that and you have a lot of people, you have a lot of demand, then the price will go higher. But now we have a lot less demand. We have a lot more dollars will be coming back home, and these people will expect to get something like the caller in the first hour. We gave them papers with ink. Now they want real value for this dollar, and they will be buying real estate because that's what a real value is. The dollar will tank, and then what we will have is this huge problem on our hands. And you can see it now, ladies and gentlemen, because definitely your salaries and your wages are not going – they're not being increased to go along with this dollar decline. So if you used to take $200 and go to the grocery store and buy groceries for – I don't know how big your family is, but let's say for a whole week. Well, now you will only get groceries for about 3 days because of this dollar decline. Because remember, almost everything, you know, we don't produce a lot in this country. So we get a lot of these imports. We use a lot of imports. And when we do that, we have to pay higher dollars for them. And all you have to do is just look around you in the grocery store and see how much you are starting to pay for things. And this is Mark, the war, that this is the hidden war. This is the war that is going on in the background. We don't hear about planes going up in the air and bombing because of these dollars. But actually, this is the war. This is the battle that is being waged against the United States. And the United States government is doing nothing to help the dollar. On the contrary, they are doing everything possible in their power to destroy the dollar with all these wars and with all these borrowings just to run this darn war.
Well, not only that, Hisham, but one of the things I think that has to be mentioned here is that if you are the leader of a foreign country and you're looking at the United States, and particularly the United States since George Bush was elected, you have to look at this as an investment. And are you going to invest your money in a nation that has, for the last 4 years, engaged in this insane foreign policy of fighting these wars all across the world? And let's face it, I mean, just because the American people may not have figured out what is happening in their country, that doesn't mean that the leaders of foreign nations don't know what's going on. They know that these wars are being fought for the benefit of Israel, and they know that this is just the beginning. And so they, for reasons of their own economic and political self-protection, they have to pull their money out of the United States because what they see is a country that has been taken over by a bunch of madmen. Who wants to invest their money? Let's say that you've got a company like Ford or GM or something like that, something that's been around, that has been stable and it has been strong, and all of a sudden the board of directors of this country, has been taken over by a group of lunatics who are intent upon driving this company into the ground. Now, you're an investor, and you've got your money in this company. What are you going to do? Immediately, you're going to think, I'm not going down with this ship, with this sinking ship. And it doesn't appear that there's any kind of reasoning that we can use with people to get them to change course. So I'm going to pull my money out. And so this is one of the things that we have to keep in mind, is that this drop in the dollar is a direct result of the fact that we have these traitors in our government who are fighting these wars for the benefit of a terrorist nation in the Middle East. These other countries are fully aware of this, and this is the reason why they are pulling their money out of the United States.
Well, you know, this, what you're saying, people actually looking for other nations to invest their money in, and they're looking for what is called commodity-producing nations, and we are not a commodity-producing nation anymore, even though we used to be the first commodity-producing nations in the world. Now we rank, I don't know, about 12th or 13th or 14th or whatever. But the dollar decline is actually what helped the price of oil to go to $100. And, you know, this is – or the gold. Look at the gold. The gold has the highest 27-year high in the price of gold. So people are running away from the dollars. And the only ones who are going to be hurt with this are the people in the United States, because if you think you had $10,000 in your savings, or if you think you have $100,000 in your savings, they're not $100,000 in your savings anymore, because the dollar has lost. It has lost a third of its value just since the war started. So if you have $100,000 in your bank, that is worth $67,000 now. So, I mean, I know people don't want to listen to what we're saying. They don't want to believe what we are saying. But this is exactly the fact, because what we buy from the outside, they will be using the dollar value to trade with, and you would have to pay that at the grocery store. You would have to pay that at the pump. You would have to pay that when you go buy your clothing. You will have to pay that when you build your houses. You will have to bid that any time you spend a dollar, you are paying for this dollar decline. And that's why this is the war that I keep saying, that this is the war that we will lose. Look what happened with Iraq. Iraq used to do about 3.5 million barrels of oil a day when Saddam was there. Now they're barely doing a million, barely. Iraq, after being one of the world's most oil-producing country, now Iraq actually imports gasoline product from Kuwait and from other countries in the region just for their own people, just to use in Iraq. This country that we went there to bring democracy and bring happiness to, we ended up destroying their economy for years and years and years to come. We ended up destroying their infrastructure. We destroyed their social structure. We destroyed their religious structure. We have destroyed everything for nobody else but for Israel. And now we are paying. It's part of the same war, ladies and gentlemen, because these people in power cannot have a strong nation that one day will take them out. Never again, and they mean it. They will not be in a country that will turn against them. They will take the power out of the people before. And that's exactly what they are doing. They are taking the power out of you, so you will not have even the chance or even the thought of doing anything to remove these people from power. These people are there to stay. That is why they want to destroy the economy in the United States, so the United States can be under their mercy. And that's exactly what is happening. We will be right back, and we welcome your phone calls.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And let me take a moment to ask everyone, as I always do every week, to please support this network. You are the only supporter and you are the only string that is attached to this network. This network is not attached to any special interest, just like all the other networks are, because believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, some of the networks that you think they are independent, they are not. This is the only network that I know of that is attached only to you, and you need to support Republic Broadcasting Network if you want the truth to be told to the world. I understand we don't have the numbers that Michael Savage has, but that does not mean that we could not work on getting this RBN network to be on 400 other stations if you get in and actually help the network. The network needs your support. You can reach the network on, now this is not the call-in number, but this is the number that you can call and support the network, 800-724-2719. That's the main office. And also, if you would like to send a gift, send it to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251, that is 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And of course, you can get that address on the internet, because probably most of you are listening to us on the internet now anyhow. So go in there and whatever you can give, don't care, even if it's $5, let's do it to help the network. Mark, you were saying before the break, or you weren't saying anything, I probably forgot, I lost my train of thought on what we were talking about before the break. You see,
we were talking about the abysmal state of the American American complacency.
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's what we were talking about. I think. Or was it the angel of death? Were we talking about the angel of death?
You know, maybe we need – no, the angel of death was a long time ago. Maybe we do need some people to call and – you know, this program, ladies and gentlemen, we will not, I guarantee you, we will not cut you off if you are, if you want to debate, if you want to disagree, you want to get that relief, that frustration, you can do it on this program. Just be civil and be smart about what you're doing. And, you know, my open invitation still stands for Rita, as a matter of fact, who... actually, I received some emails from people saying that I handled it okay. I handled it right, but I don't feel that I handled it right because I have a listener who is mad with me. But I'm sorry. You know, one thing that our listeners need to understand, that I will not tolerate just people throwing labels and names without actually supporting them with facts and figures. And if you want to call somebody something, just tell me who you're calling and tell me why you're calling him, whatever. Our number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We welcome your phone calls, comments, questions, criticism, or whatever you want to tell us. What's going on at American Free Press, Mark, what are you working on?
Well, I'm following up on the story that you and I were talking about last week concerning Condoleezza Rice and other high-ranking members of the U.S. government being forced to testify at the upcoming AIPAC trial. I delayed putting the story in this week's paper because of the upcoming vote on Mukasey's nomination for Attorney General. Now that he has been approved by the Senate to become the next Attorney General, I'm going to go ahead and augment the story with this, because this is exceptionally bad. Mukasey being maybe Attorney General, we have Mukasey as Attorney General. We have Chertoff as Director of Homeland Security. And basically, now what we have is an atmosphere where whatever individuals in our federal government who really do take their oath of office seriously and who really understand the danger that the nation is facing in terms of Zionist influence, spying, and whatnot, now they are going to be pushed out, and we are going to be left defenseless against these people. Of course, I firmly expect that this trial is probably not going to take place involving the two high-ranking members of AIPAC. But more importantly than that, as I intimated last week, you know, we do have federal agents who understand the danger that we're in. This is the reason why Jonathan Pollard was caught and was convicted. This is the reason why we had the two AIPAC members caught and at least accused. Now with Mukasey in there as the Attorney General, you will see that these people in the government who do take their oath of office seriously, they're going to be pushed out, or they're going to be assigned to Alaska to study, to investigate seal beatings or something like that. So this is an extremely serious situation with Mukasey becoming Attorney General. And
very
in
good.
Addition to-
Mark, we're going to have to take a break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Hisham Tilawi, along with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Mark, when you mentioned Mukasey and Chertoff, something that I always say that, well, let me start by saying there is absolutely no problem with anyone in the United States wanting to lobby Congress, wanting to have ambitions to be in government, to be elected, and to be nominated to posts regardless of their religions, if they are Christians, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, atheists, whatever. You know, this is a country that is built on diversity and tolerance, and we all should be tolerant of other people, regardless of their origins, regardless of their religion, regardless of their color, etc., etc. I am 100% for that. And I say that people have the right as a group to lobby Congress and to lobby the government of the United States, but I always draw the line that these groups collectively do not have the right to control the government do not have the right to control the what supposedly is a free press. That's the difference when we speak about and we use the word the Israel lobby, the Jewish community, the Jewish power, whatever, whatever. There is absolutely nothing wrong with people getting in these positions. But, and this is the big but, when these people, and people should not be shy in identifying who these people are and what their orientation is, because if that orientation is the driving power behind what they do, then you should call that power with whatever it is, and don't be afraid of being called anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic. If these people were Muslims, it is wrong. If they were Catholics, it is wrong for Catholics to collectively control the government and the media. It is not a representative republic anymore when you have only one group of people in power. And this group of people has been in power. This is not a new thing. But what new about it is they are becoming in the first line of leadership, on the first line of leaders, what they were before, basically. And they wrote this a long time ago, that administrators we will choose from among the people, and they don't need to be trained in the art of government. We will have our own advisors, and that they did throughout history, not just with the United States government, but with other governments. They had their advisors, their so-called advisors, which is basically handlers, who were basically preserving the policy of that particular group and the plan, the political plan for that particular group. Now they moved into a different and, in a way, a new phase in governing, where administrators are being chosen from within that particular group. And that's when a flag needs to be raised, not because the background on the of these people is they happen to be Jewish, but they happen to be of one mindset, of one power, collectively hurting the country, hurting the people, and that's where you need to draw the line. But as far as do Jews have the right to congregate? Yes, they do. Do they have the right to lobby our government? Yes, they do. Do they have the right to collectively do it? Yes, of course they do, as well as everybody else in this country has that right. That's what the Constitution gives us. But when we have our main powers that were granted by the Constitution, and the fourth power that was granted, which is the free press, when we have our legislative powers, our judicial powers, our executive powers being collectively handled by that particular group, and have the media being collectively handled by that one group, that's when you draw the line and you must demand change. We must demand change, because we don't want to be living in a fascist state. I don't care if they were Muslims. I don't want to be living under a one group of Muslims controlling the United States. It will never happen, of course. But if you see how many people are in power, if you see how many people are in power within that mind frame, you will be out of your mind. You will go crazy. And we're going to bring you a bunch of names, hopefully next week, of people that you thought they were purely Americans that turned out to be from that collective bunch. Let's go to Texas with Dylan. Go ahead, Dylan.
Howdy, Hashem.
Hi.
I'm just chiming in, and I don't know, maybe you weren't thinking exactly about what you said. Actually, in the Constitution, the people gave powers that were authorized by the Constitution to the government. The powers that the people have were created by our divine creator and granted to us, such as it's stated in the Declaration of Independence. I know you know that.
Right, go ahead.
Anyway, it really is important, and there's at least one person listening right now who sort of understands that there's a disproportionate number of people who are of Jewish ancestry within our governments and captains of industry and things like that. I just want to say, before I started waking up to a lot of things that are talked about on RBN a number of years back, I was still interested in history, and I found through reading encyclopedias and old almanacs and things like that, the history of the Ashkenazim, that is the majority of the world's Jewry, coming from Ashkenazi Jews from Europe, and they have a totally different history than the Middle Eastern Jews or the Jews in Iran. And the fact that a lot of people say, well, Israel has a right to exist. And I want to state something else also. A nation technically is a people. A state is a government. And so when you say that, if they say the nation of the state of Israel Israel has a right to exist, well, the people in the state of Israel, yes, have a right to exist, but the state of Israel came into being through robbery and murder. In the state of Israel, many Orthodox Jews will say that there should not be a state of Israel, and regardless of what someone believes, yes, Jewish people or any other people in Palestine deserve to exist, but the state of Israel and its legitimacy, I believe, is akin to the United Nations, which is not a body of peoples, of nations, but is a government, like a syndicate. And that's the state of Israel. Its leadership was destined to be what it is today, just simply a syndicate, just like the UN, and just like strong factions within our government that are in the driver's seat. And it is no slight against Jewish people to call a large part of what is going on a Jewish conspiracy, because if you look back through history, World War II, World War I, the Bolshevik, emboldened Jew, Bolshevik Revolution, that's what it is. The Bolshevik Revolution was a Jewish conspiracy, and it is not wrong to, you know, people say the Germans did such and such in World War II, or they say the Russians did such and such, or the Japanese. Well, we're not talking about all Jews, just like, you know, I wasn't talking about all Japanese or Russians or Germans, so it's not a slight against Jewish people to call it a Jewish conspiracy.
I'm glad you made that point, Dylan, because that is a point that I always like to make, because we don't want people, because you see, the people have been trained and their brains have been programmed that anytime you hear someone using the word Jew, that means you need to shut him out. That means you don't need to listen to any more he's saying. All he's saying is this Jewish anti-Semitic stuff. But I'm glad that you put it that way, because I am not against Jews. I'm not against Jewish people. I am against this collective bunch that has taken over the media, the government, et cetera, banking, the industry, and it is hurting the United States. I want these people, I don't care who they are in power, as long as they have the United States interest our heart, and it needs to come first, not second and not third, and not have Israel first in their mind, and to hell with the United States. No matter what happens to the United States, we're going to use the United States in our wars for Israel, and then to hell what happens to the people of the United States. That's where I draw the line, and I say these people need to come down, these people need to be replaced, these people need to go.
And thank you for conducting your program the way you do, the way all the good hosts in RBN do, giving us the opportunity to exercise our freedom of speech. And we do have freedom of speech individually, but to be able to come on the air and address potentially millions of people is a privilege. And thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate it. Good call. Mark?
He should have his own radio spot. He's good.
Yeah, he should have. Yeah, he should have. Yeah, he's very good. He speaks very well. And
I'm thinking 2 to 4 on Saturdays, Pacific time.
2 to 4, that's this time, right?
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, we have a little bit of time left. Let's catch another caller from Illinois this time. Let's go to Mike. Go ahead,
hey,
Mike.
Hey, Hisham. Mark, how
Hi,
you
Mike.
Guys doing?
Hey, how you
really
doing? Good to hear. This guy is on Piper Show every night. He's a very intelligent Iranian, right, Mike?
That's right, yeah. I'm of Iranian descent. Moved here when I was 2 years old. And
Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I often listen to this radio station, Israeli radio station, but most of the hosts broadcast in the United States, surprisingly enough. And I also enter their chat room and try to engage them and debate them. And, my God, I tell you, you talk about Jewish supremacists. I mean, if Americans saw this side of Jewish people, I mean, they would just be aghast. I mean, the host regularly refers to Arab terrorists as these yellow diapers on their heads and stuff. And then when you say one thing bad about them, you're anti-Semitic all of a sudden. And I mean, I called up the other day and was complaining to the host that I was kicked out of the chat room for no good reason, just by dissenting. And I said, you know, you Zionists, talk about democracy, but you guys can't stand dissent either. He's like, well, you know, you mean Jews, right? I'm like, no, Jews mostly are good people. It's Zionists that are aggressive and imperialistic. And then I went on talking a little bit, you know, telling them how intolerant they are. And then I mistakenly used the word Jew again, and he promptly cut me off and then said, see, we really know what you're talking about, you know, focusing on a little technicality instead of the fact that they can't really stand dissent either. You know, they talk about all these terrorists that will kill you for the slightest thing, but, I mean, they're not much better themselves.
No, they're not. In fact, I've come up with a new term this week that I use to classify this disease, this mental disease these people suffer from, and it's something that I call pathological narcissism, that they are so self-absorbed and so into themselves, their own wants and needs, that it really has become a pathology with them, to the point where they're incapable of thinking rationally about anything or anyone else. And this situation that's going on right now, with the fact that Iraq has been destroyed, Afghanistan's been destroyed, we're about to go to war against Iran, the United States is going down the toilet, and they don't care. That's fine as long as they get to hold on to their little experiment in Jewish self-rule over in the Middle East. They don't care if they have to take the entire world down with them, and that is what I call pathological narcissism.
You know, what we need to make sure that we need to continue talking about this, and there's nothing wrong with identifying this power as Jewish power, because it is Jewish power, but we need to make sure that we don't fall into the trap of that everybody falls into the generalize, and then they start talking about general terms without actually naming names and making specific allegations against these people. We're not against Jews. We're not against Jewish people. Just like Mike said, you know, there are a lot of good Jewish people. This has nothing to do with being Jewish. This has a lot to do with this power, that most of these people in this power, they are Jewish. That's why we are calling it the Jewish power or Jewish influence. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I'm glad to see that we do have a lady calling in. Let's go to Maggie from Texas. Go ahead, Maggie.
Hi. This is your you're a Jewish fan in Texas, and I just
I'm glad to have at least one Jewish fan.
You know, I'm surprised that more people aren't calling in and saying what I'm saying. I am Jewish. I've been listening to you and like-minded broadcasters for a long time, and your program in particular I like very much. I can recognize that your intent is honest and good-hearted, and you're right on in many, and I'd have to say most ways. And a caller like Dylan, too, I understand what he's saying, even when it hurts and it makes me wince, but still, truth is truth. And but I would like to make one point,
Maggie,
and I hear the commercial.
Yes, can you just stay with me? We're just going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay on the phone. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, before I go back to Maggie, I want to let everyone know that on RBN's website, there is a chat room. Did not go in there, but in the beginning of the show. But keep it in mind, you can go to the chat room, and let's start it next week. You can discuss some of these issues we're talking about. You can ask questions, and we will read it on the air. And all you have to do is just go on the website and click on chat, and you will be in the room. Of course, you do have to register for it, but everything is free. You just need to come up with a username and a password. And we could be talking in the chat room, too, as we are live on the air. Maggie, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Being of an age to be able to remember, although as a very young child, the circumstances surrounding the founding and the early years of Israel, I want to say that the American Jewish community, by and large, was hoodwinked. We bought into, we didn't understand who was really farming Israel and for what purpose, and I think a lot of those early immigrants to Israel, those people who settled 50 and 60 years ago, they similarly bought into the same line because a war had just ended and there was a chaotic situation going on. There were people all over the place who were displaced. I'm talking about Jews now, with tattoos on their arms and everything. And these leaders suddenly came up and said, here is your homeland. It was seductive and people bought into it and they did not understand. And as Israel has evolved into what it is now, and I've just observed it over the years and see what has happened. So, again, I think Americans still are in that daze. They haven't really woken up from it, but that a lot of Christians are being hoodwinked by people like Hagee, is it so different, you know?
Maggie, let me ask you this. You said you are a Jewish.
Yes.
Do you go to a synagogue?
The answer I make to this is I go when my mom is in town. I was brought up on the Old Testament, meaning the Ten Commandments, and so I consider myself to have the sensibility of the Old Testament and the moral code, and in that sense, that is how I consider myself Jewish. A follower of the Old Testament, not the Talmud. And, you know, there is a moral code ingrained there. And I claim it.
I understand. Unfortunately, Maggie, we are out of time. I would love to have, hopefully next week we can have a longer discussion and we'll let you talk more and more. But unfortunately, we are out of time.
Oh, thanks, I'm honored. Maggie, I'll try to think of something. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. That was a very good call. Mark, don't you believe?
Absolutely. If there were more Jews in America, like Maggie, and not just America but throughout the world, who were independent-minded and who could think rationally like she did and express herself rationally, then Jews wouldn't be getting the bad name that they're getting.
You know, I think people like Maggie who are standing up, they're saying, don't do it in my name. And I think more and more Jews need to come up and say, don't do it in my name. And hopefully things will be better. Mark, thanks a lot. I could not do it without you.
you could.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week. Hopefully Mike will be feeling much, much better. And I'll let him talk more. But I promised him that I will not let him talk a lot because he is really under the weather. So thanks again, Mark. And ladies and gentlemen, go out and do the right thing. We will see you next Saturday. Goodbye.